Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. It is so wonderful to be here in the service of the Lord once again. Today is Tuesday. It is the ninth day of February 2021. I have to remember the year because we have said 2020 so many times, but we are glad to be here today, glad that you are here, and we are moving forward in the Lord God Almighty. Our God is a good God, and his mercies endure forever and ever, and I'm just so glad. I am so glad that God was patient with me and allowed me to come into his kingdom, and he was patient with all of us before we came. And even now, we sometimes are not in the place where we need to be with him. But we thank God for his grace and his mercy. He is our hiding place. So we're going to pray this morning, and we will see what else we have for the rest of this hour of power of prayer with the circle of friends. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to your name. Lord God Almighty, we just thank you that you are the mighty God. You are the perfect God. You are the wonderful God. You are the God of the universe, the all-coming King. Hallelujah, Jesus. The King of all glory has come in, the King strong and mighty. My Lord, we thank you that you're everywhere. You see all things. All power is in your hands, God. The world is rooted in your command, Lord. We thank you that you put the stars and the moon in place, and you put the earth here, oh God. And we know, Father, today that you did so many wonderful things in the beginning. Was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. Jesus Christ was right there. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, today for just knowing that we can look to you, look into the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I say, Lord, heal today, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Say, Father, we shall be saved, for thou art our praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're so grateful for what Jesus did in coming to this earth. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He paid the price once for all of us. Before he got to the cross, he went up the hill, Golgotha. He bore all those stripes on his back. My Jesus, thank you for doing that. And as a result of that, we are healed. So we thank you for healing today, oh God. Thank you for just your sacrifice and giving your life. You went into the grave, but you became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And we are victorious because of you. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, we just thank you so much that Jesus was wise enough to send the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I say, Holy Ghost, have your way today. We realize it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. So we say, Spirit of the living God, just fall fresh upon us. Spirit of the living God, just teach us your way. Help us to know the direction to go in. Oh, my God, we just thank you so much that we are forgiven. We realize we must die daily to sin, and we just repent each and every day for anything that we may have thought, my God, anything that we have done, Lord, that was against your will. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. My God, I thank you so much for families, oh God. We realize, oh God, that families are from you. You put Adam and Eve in the garden, and therefore we know that it is likely that many more families will come as a result of you putting them there, and the families that were born in the beginning, the families that are coming now. Lord, we don't know how many more people will be in this earth realm, but we know, Father, today that we all must just look to you, God. We must trust in you, God. So we're trusting you, Father, to help our families to come to the body of Christ, to come to the knowledge of truth, to repent. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. My God, there are many, oh God, who are already here, God, and maybe feeling like they don't want to stay in the body of Christ. But I pray, God, for stability. Yes, Lord, we just pray for stability for those who are already here. I just pray, God, today that every wicked and evil demonic spirit that would try to creep into our minds, into our lives, oh God, is being destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. The wickedness in high places, Lord, we have the power to pull down strongholds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus gave us power, Lord, to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by in any means hurt us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today that our families are coming to you, God, that many families around the world who we don't even know, there are people, oh God, who just need you right now. We need you every day. But, Lord, there are those who don't even know that you exist yet. But we thank you, Lord, today for divine appointments for people across this land, around the world, oh God, that people will be able to reach out to others, oh God, that are out there, Lord, who do not know you. In the name of Jesus. So I bind up the spirit of the Antichrist. So God, in the name of Jesus, I bind up every evil and wicked demonic spirit that would try to keep a person trapped in their sin, oh God. I come against the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards. I bind up their powers today. We will not be ignorant, oh God. We know that they do have some powers, but we have power and authority over them through the blood of Jesus. We will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today that the enemy, oh God, is out there to divide, oh God, and when you divide, you can conquer, Lord. So we pray, Father, today for unity. We pray for unity in the body of Christ. We pray for unity in the homes, oh God. We pray for unity in this world, Lord. We need unity in the United States of America and across the world, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that you're blessing, oh God, that people are coming together, that people are reconciling, oh God. Oh, my Father, I come and bind up the spirit of unforgiveness today. In the name of Jesus, Makola, Shetara Makole, Shetara Makoli, Dida Makati, Dada Katola, Mina Nanaka Shetra Makole, Dada Shetra Makole, Dada Shetra Makati, Lila Shita. My God, my God. We thank you, Lord, today for unity in this land, oh God, unity in our minds, oh God. Let us be unified with you, God. We want to have unity with you and your spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Makola Shitara Makula Didida Shaita Makala Lalala Shitara Maketa. My God, my God. We just thank you, Lord, today for just blessing across the land, oh God, little children, Lord. Many children are in a place, Lord, where they're hungry all across this world, oh God. There's somebody out there who needs to be fed, oh God. And we pray, Father, today for the provision, oh God. We know that you provided manna for the children of Israel. Jesus fed the fish to the fish and the five loaves of bread, oh God. And Lord, we know that he could do it supernaturally then, that supernatural feeding can be done in this day and this age, oh God. Many people have lost their jobs, don't have money to buy food, oh God. I pray, God, today that you make provision for each person, oh God, who needs to be fed. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just pray and thank you, God, today that you help the children to be protected, oh God. We pray for protection for the children. There are children who are in places, oh God, that are not so good to be in, oh God. So we thank you, God, today that you bless the children in this day and in this hour, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for the families, oh God, that the families will work together and do what is good, Lord, for each other. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for love, Lord. There is love is missing in so many homes, oh God. Love is missing in so many places, oh God. So I lose the spirit of love today, oh God, and I bind up the spirit of hatred and those things, oh God, that would cause people not to love one another, God. In the name of Jesus, we know that God is love and love is of God, and those who do not love are not of God. So we pray and thank you, Lord, today for love. Lord, we need love in those dark places, oh God, where people don't even know that they're loved, feel like that nobody loves them, oh God. Some are on the verge of suicide. I bind up the demonic spirit of suicide right now in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, I pray that they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God, my Lord, I pray for them. Husbands and wives, oh God, those who have been fighting one another, I pray, God, today that they will begin to work together, that they realize and recognize that there must be a sacrifice, oh God, and so many times, oh God, that they will not continue to fight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, today that they will love their children, oh God. Some of those children don't feel like they're loved, oh God, because the parents are not showing love to the children. So I pray, God, today that you help the children, that they will realize, oh God, that they are loved and the moms and dads will show love. I pray, God, today for those who are single, oh God, that you will help them, oh God, that the men will find wives, oh God, and they will be blessed and favored of the Lord, and the wives will be kind to their husbands, oh God, and that there will just be a spirit of blissfulness and peacefulness and kindness, oh God. Oh my God, we just pray for the spirit of kindness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God. because you're the one and only wise God who can do these things. And, Lord, we are looking to you today, oh God, to help in every situation and every circumstance. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much, and we praise your holy and your righteous name, oh God, because you're doing great things, and it's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much. Lord, we pray for healing. There are so many people who need to be healed, all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of disease, oh God. There's high blood pressures and sugar diabetes, oh God, and some have migraine headaches, oh God. There are those who have arthritis, oh God, who need to be healed of the pain and the swelling in their limbs, oh God, in their joints, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those who have cancer. There's all kinds of cancers out there, cancers of the brain, cancers of the lung, of the lymph nodes, oh God, cancer of the breast, Lord, and lung cancer, Lord Jesus, and prostate cancer, oh God, blood cancer, God, bone cancer, Father. Oh, my God, we pray for those who have these cancer cells in their bodies, oh God, that you remove those cells, let them dry up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise your name, God, that those people who are sick with maybe a heart trouble, oh God, somebody had a stroke, Lord Jesus, and you can help to heal those bodies, God. So we thank you, Lord, today for healing. And there are those, oh God, who may have sugar diabetes, Lord. We pray, God, today that kidney failure is being healed today. In the name of Jesus, somebody may be on dialysis, oh God, and you can help them to get off of that dialysis, Father. So we thank you, Lord, today for just healing across the land, oh God. Little children need to be healed. Even babies in the womb may not be fully developed, oh God. We pray, God, today that they would not come out too soon, oh God, that you would bless the babies to come to full term, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We glorify your name, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, there are babies who may have colic, oh God. There are babies who may have cleft feet, oh God. You can fix those feet, God. You can repair the lungs, oh God. There's somebody who has some kind of lung issue, Lord. And we know, God, today that you can heal that. The COVID-19, oh God, colds and flus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there are people who have mental conditions who need to be healed. Schizophrenia, oh God, and bipolar conditions, oh God. There are those, oh God, who are just afraid to go out the house, oh God. Fear, Lord, fear has gripped them, oh God. So I pray, God, today that you bring about healing in the minds today, oh God, that they will have the mind of Christ, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. We just thank you, Lord, today for the healing by the stripes of Jesus. We know that you said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, O God. So we thank you, Lord, today that the healing is taking place, O God. You said healing is the children's bread, O God. If there's any sick among us, Lord, we can call for the elders of the church, O God, and they can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today that many are being recovered today, Father. In the name of Jesus, somebody may have a fever, God, a high fever, God. You can bring the temperature down. Somebody has low blood pressure. So we pray, God, today that you heal that too, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, my God. Oh, Lord, there are those who are addicted to all kinds of things, oh, God. We pray for those addictions to be removed, oh, God, drug addiction, sex addiction, oh, God, food addiction, Lord, whatever it might be, caffeine addiction, my God. We just pray, God, today that you help those, oh, God, that they will no longer do things that will be detrimental to them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, some are addicted to pornography, oh God. And we pray, God, today that they will come to the knowledge of the truth, that they will have clean minds and clean hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, purify the bodies, oh God, those who are craving drugs and alcohol. My brother Roderick, oh God, and Tony, oh God, and other people, James, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Ramika, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, today for healing and blessing and delivering today, God. In the name of Jesus, you are so perfect, Lord, and you're doing great things, God, and it's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. So we thank you so much for that today, God. Oh, my God, we just pray for just teaching us your way, God, that we will have the love of God in our hearts, Lord, that we will reach out to each other, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We magnify your name, oh God, because all things good and perfect come from you. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So this morning we are going to go ahead and get into the word because I am just thanking God for his word. I thank God for what we're going to hear on this morning. I know we have a scripture of the week, but we are going to talk about love today. Love is so important. Love is something that many people are missing. God himself is love, and he has taught us how to love because of what he has done for us. He gave us Jesus Christ. He was just patient with us and allowed us to come to the kingdom. That is love, when you are patient with somebody. You know, even I think when you do your marriage vows, there's something in there that talks about being patient. And love is good for everybody. And so we're going to talk about that today. So I hope that you have your pen and papers ready to take some notes and read the scriptures later on this week and when you're doing your Bible study. And so, Lord, we just pray that you help this world to be blessed, oh God, that we will hear what thus said the Lord, that we will move to higher heights and deeper depths in you, oh God, as we receive your word this morning. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, and we praise the holy name of God. So we are going to be in the book of 1 John, 1 John chapter 4, and we'll start with verse number 7. But first, let me read the scripture of the week just so that we'll have it. And I know most of us should have it on our phones. If you didn't get it, then I apologize for that. So Isaiah chapter 9, verse 16 through 17 says, "For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. Therefore the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall have mercy on their fatherless and widows. For everyone is an hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still." So that is the scripture of the week, and we will not dwell on that one right now. But just to remind us that the word of God has been given us to reform our hearts and our lives. It is given to us so that we can be transformed. The word of God, when we receive it into our hearts and we receive what he has spoken, what he has provided for us, then we are able to live these lives according to God's will. And when we say we have faith, we must understand faith works by love. And so let us read what God has for us today. And because God loved us, he wants us to love. The word tells us that we were made in his image. And when we are made in his image, we want to imitate what he does. And God loves us. And so we want to love other people. We want to, first of all, love ourselves. That is important. We must love our neighbors as ourselves. And so that lets us know that we have to love ourselves first in order to be able to love somebody else. There are some people who don't love themselves. There are people who don't feel like they are worthy of love. But God is love. And if we have a connection, if we have a relationship with God, then it will be easy for us to love. And so there's much to say about love. There are things that we can do because we love. And when we love somebody, we will let them know that not just by only saying it, but by our deeds. And because God, he loved us enough, he allowed us to come into the kingdom. He gave Jesus Christ, his only begotten son, for us so that we can have life and life more abundantly. So we are grateful that God has given us his love and he's shown us how to love. And I'm telling you, sisters and brothers, when you love yourself, I mean, it's just so easy to love other people. When you know God, it's easy to love other people. It's good to know that God has given us an example just in his word through giving Jesus Christ his only begotten son. That is so perfect. I mean, that is perfect love, just giving your life. I mean, how many people are willing to give up their lives so that other people can live? How many people are willing to do that? Not too many people are willing to do that. But we do know that as we continue in this life, that there will be things that will help us to show that we love one another. And so we thank God today for this time of fellowship. We fellowship with each other because we love each other, and we want each other to be okay. We want each other to be fine in this life and to continue to work towards the time when Jesus will be back for his church without a spot or a wrinkle. So here in 1 John chapter 4, verse number 7, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God." I mean, that is so key in knowing the truth. Everyone that loveth is born of God. So I implore each and every one of us to understand that God is so good and that he is showing us. He has showed us how to love, how to be the perfect people. We're not going to be perfect per se, but be perfectly in love with God and to do his will. So once again, verse 7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Verse 9 says, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him." Verse 10 says, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." 11 says, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." Verse 12 says, "No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit." And verse 14 says, "And if we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God." Verse 16 says, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." Verse 17 says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." And I'm going to read a little bit more. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?" Verse 21 says, "And his commandment have we from him, and this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also." So there's a lot there for us to eat on. We sup of this word, and we get this word in our hearts, and we get to know how God has designed us to be in this earth realm. So he has designed us to have love. We have to love one another. And so God is love. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So if you don't have love in your heart, the word is telling us that you don't know God. You don't have a relationship with him. And part of the fruit, I mean, the fruit of the Spirit is love. In the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith." So love is right there. So that's the fruit of the Spirit. When you have that relationship with God and you have the Spirit of the Lord in you, you have love. You're going to love people. You're going to love yourself, and you're going to show that. 1 John 4 and 8 says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." So we confirm our fellowship with God when we love one another as Christians. We who are part of the body of Christ, we really should show love one to another. If we don't show love to anybody else, we should show love one to another. But we should be loving everybody. We have to love those who are hard to love. We must do what God has told us to do. When we don't have love in our lives, it reveals the absence of the fellowship of God. We should be drawn to brothers and sisters who need love to help them know they are loved. There are people in the body of Christ who don't have love. They don't know how to love yet. They have not received the true love from Jesus Christ. And so there are those who may be in a cantankerous spirit. They may have all kinds of things going on. And many times the way we associate, the way we receive love, is the way we were raised in many families. Many families don't show love one to another. I am so grateful for the family. I'm just giving my testimony. The family I was in, we knew there was love there. My mom and dad, they loved us. We loved each other. We still love each other as sisters and brothers. Those who are still alive, We show love one to another. We care about each other. We talk to each other. We encourage one another. So we, as a body of Christ, we can do that, encourage one another, you know, find out if somebody needs some help in some area. Show love that way. Love is not just saying. Love is doing. There are things that we have to do sometimes to show somebody that we love them. Brothers and sisters, we need to help one another so that they can be drawn to Christ even more so. You know, when you're saying, when you say that you love your sister and your brother in Christ, you need to share something. Share a kind word. If you can't do anything but just say, I love you, or I'm just concerned about you, I'm trying to let you know that I really do care. So you call that person, call somebody who you haven't talked to in a while and have a conversation with them. Verse number 9 says, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Love is not a secret. It is revealed. It's not a secret. When you keep a secret from somebody, they won't know what you have in your heart towards them. When we love somebody, they know it. This is true for our natural families. When you say you love somebody, they know it. In fact, when the word tells us, if you love me, keep my commandments. So that means that we're going to follow the precepts and the concepts that God has given us. And so we have to keep that in mind. If you love me, keep my commandments. So we even think about our children when they say, Mommy, I love you, Daddy, I love you, and you tell them something to do and then they don't do it. They're not showing their love because they're not being obedient. So John chapter 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So you see, God loves us enough to send Jesus as the sacrificial lamb. He is the atonement for our sins. And we must be sometimes be willing to be inconvenienced to show our true love in our hearts, especially like when you are married to somebody and when you have a relationship with somebody. Sometimes you will be inconvenienced because somebody may need you to do something for them. Somebody may need you to maybe get up in the middle of the night and go do something for them. They may be sick in the house. You know, you may have someone in the house who is sick. And they may need you to go and get something for them so that they won't be sick all night. You have to get up in the middle of the night, sacrifice your sleep. You know, especially when you have a little baby, babies are in a place where you really have to show them love by doing things that you would not normally do. You know, get up in the middle of the night, feed the baby when the baby's crying. I mean, that's sacrifice. And not only that, that's just an example of how you sometimes have to make a sacrifice in order to demonstrate your love for somebody. And so God provided the ultimate sacrifice through Jesus Christ in giving up his life. And so here we go back to the scripture, 1 John chapter 4, verse 11. It says, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time, and if we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfect. And so the word lets us know that we have to love one another. This is just so key for the rest of our lives. We have to keep it in our hearts. God, I'm going to show love. I'm going to love my fellow Christian, my sister and brother in Christ. I'm going to love my family. You know, many of our family members are not saved. Many of them are still living in sin. And we were living in sin too, but somebody loved us enough to pray for us. You know, we pray and we keep these prayers going. We're going to keep on praying that those family members will come. We love them enough to see them come out of their sin. We want them to come out of their sin. We want them to ask Jesus to come into their lives and to repent so that they can prepare for eternity. And when I think of the word eternity, that's a long time. And even in my mind, my finite mind, we have finite minds. Can you really fathom how long eternity is? So we want our families to get ready, to get right with God, so that they can come and live with Jesus Christ and reign with him forever when Jesus comes back for his church without a spot or a wrinkle. I mean, that is so important that we remember that we want these family members. And that's one reason why we're focusing on family members this year. We're focusing on just keeping them in prayer. And I know we've been praying for many years, and I know my mom and my dad, they prayed for me for a long time. And we were raised in the church. We went to church so many nights out of the week. I think we may have gone to church except for maybe 2 days out of the week. I think that was Saturday and Monday. But we were there, and we heard the word, but many of us didn't receive the word. And so that's why I thank my mom and dad for keeping us in prayer, even after we left home. We left and we went to live on our own. So especially me, I didn't want to go by what my mom and dad was telling me to do in the house. And so I left out of the house. My birthday was one day, and the next day I was gone. And that's because I didn't want to follow what God was telling us to do. And so they just kept me in prayer, kept all of us in prayer, and they were praying for people across the world. And so that's why we pray. We pray that God will help others to come to the kingdom. We love people enough to want to see them come and receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. This is so important that we keep these prayers going. And so we are thankful that even when we were in our sin, you know, living however we wanted to, whatever we were doing, I mean, many of us did different things, but we were in our sin. We were doing things that were against the will of God. And God, He still loved us while we were in our sin. He loved us enough to be patient. He loved us enough to tug on our hearts and speak to our minds so that we could come and be a part of the kingdom. You know, some of us were very rebellious. I know I was a rebellious person when I was young. I would rebel against the whatever I was told. Sometimes I would want to do just the opposite. And so God sent His Son as the sacrifice, and because He did that, we have a right to the tree of life. We have opportunity to come and be a part of this kingdom. And so we're grateful for that today. And so we thank God that we are loving one another. And we know that God, you know, is helping us to do the same for, you know, people we don't know. There are people who are out there who we may meet, we may run into, that may need some love, may need a kind word. You know, say a kind word to somebody when you're out there. Many, and like right now, I can't do what I like to do when I'm out and about, and I'm not trying to be out and about a whole lot, but like when you go to the store or something, I like to smile and say something nice to somebody when I'm out there, or say a kind word to somebody when I'm out there. But with these masks on, you really can't do those kinds of things. But, you know, in your mind or in your eyes, maybe you could just, you know, say something nice, or you can speak loud enough through the mask if you're close enough to somebody. Say a kind word to somebody and let them know that God is love and that they are loved too. You know, you may not be, you know, there are certain ways that you can do things. I'm not trying to tell us to do things that are not seemly. We're going to do things that are kind and of God. So let's see, we're getting back to the scripture here. Let's see, verse number 12. We read that one. Verse number 13 says, "Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And His Spirit is love. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent His Son to be the Savior of the world." And verse number 15 says, "Whoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God." And verse 16 says, "And if we have known and believed the love that God had to us, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." And so if we dwell in God and God is dwelling in us, we have the Spirit of God, and that's the Spirit of love. God is the one who has provided us love. And so we're trusting in the Lord. He delivered us from sin. He delivered us from Satan and death. And because of that, we are able to communicate that love to others. And we are able to share. We're going to confess, you know, that Jesus is Lord. And we will remain in love. And those who remain in love, we're remaining in God. Remember that when we say remain, it is to hang out. We're going to hang out with God. We're going to hang out with love. We're going to show love. We're going to seek out opportunities to express God's definition of love. And God's definition of love is to love unconditionally. So we're going to in our lives, we want to have an atmosphere of love, and we're going to share that. You know, I'm saying love, love, love over and over again because I love to love people. I love people. I don't know if you all know that, but I think you do, that I love you and that I want you to love others too, as God has loved us unconditionally. You know, I'm just telling you some of the things that we have done, and I, you know, God, he just loved us enough to just bring us close to him. He wants us to be close to him. He wants us to live like love is just the number one thing in our lives. When we do that, oh my goodness, if everybody in the world showed love to each other, we wouldn't have this mess that we have in this United States of America. If everybody had true love in their hearts unconditionally, regardless of what you look like, regardless of how you act, we would not have this turmoil in our nation. But we have to individually purpose in our hearts that we're going to love in spite of. We're going to do what God has told us to do. We're going to love people. We're going to love our families. We're going to love those who hate us. We're going to just heap coals on top of those heads of people who don't like us. We're going to love them anyway. Sometimes you can love people say, I can love the hell out of you. Love that hellish personality that somebody may have. Love it out of them. Just love them anyhow. I mean, different times I give examples of how you can do things to let people know that you care about them and let them know that you don't have to be that way. You don't have to have a cantankerous spirit. You can be a kind person. When you have love in your heart, you're going to show kindness. You're going to show kindness to everybody. You know, we're not going to be selective in who we love. God wants us to love everybody, you know. Think about it. Is it hard for you to love some people in your life? I'm sure there are some people in our lives that may not be so easy to love, but we're going to love them anyhow. Yeah, I do have somebody in my life, one of my sisters. She's a little bit different than a lot of people in our family, but we have to love her too. You know, she seems to have a personality to cause confusion and say things that are not so kind. But, you know, every time she does that, we just go ahead and let her know, hey, you don't have to be like that. You can change your way. You can show love. You don't have to be abrasive. But, you know, we have to keep loving them and praying for them that God will draw them to him and that they will have the true life in Jesus Christ, and have that connection with God. When you truly have a relationship with God, you're going to be able to love people. You're going to be able to love those who don't care about you, people who have done you wrong. There are people who have done you wrong. You may feel like, well, I don't want to love them anymore. I don't want to do that, but you got to love them anyhow. People have been hurt very deeply because of what somebody has done, but you can still, you have to forgive them. That's one thing, forgive them so that you can love them all over again. You may not have to like them, but you have to love them through Jesus Christ. And so when we have true love, when love is made complete in you, you will have confidence in going forward. Every believer must stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And when you get before the judgment seat of Christ, don't you want to have a good report? You want to have your report card in good shape, right? So we're going to trust the Lord to help us as we go forward in our lives and continue to do his will. So I'm just going to stop right there for today. And I hope that you have received something out of this word that will help you as you continue your life, that you will show some love to some people, that you will not have meanness, not be evil towards people. We want to be the kinds of people that God wants us to be. We want to be loving and not be in a place where we don't like people to a point where we're going to be evil towards them. Don't show evilness to anybody. We want to show God's love in our hearts. So, Lord God Almighty, we just thank you so much for this time of fellowship. We thank you, Lord, today for your word. Your word is rich. Your word is powerful. It's quicker than a two-edged sword that cuts asunder even to the bone and marrow. My God, we pray that each and every one of us will show love as we go out, Lord. Lord, we ask that if somebody has an ought against us or hurt us, oh God, in any way, that we will forgive, Lord, that we will have a conversation if we can. And if they're not even here in this world anymore, that we will just speak out and say that we forgive them, Lord, so that we will have love in our hearts, oh God, that we will not have anything, oh God, that will hinder us from being where you want us to be, Lord. I just pray, God, today that each and every person who is here today, oh God, will realize that they are loved, that you love them, oh God, that I love them, oh God, that they are the ones, oh God, who can show love, oh God, as we go forward in this world. My God, we just pray for the love of God to just be loosed across this land and loosed across the world, oh God. We need love in this world, God. So we pray, God, today for the spirit of love, and I bind up the spirit of hate. I bind up the spirit of just evilness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Hallelujah. Shay to the Makolidi, Shay to the Makolidi, She to the Makalili. My God, my God, I pray that the healing spirit will take over right now, that those, oh God, who are going through some things, oh God, that they realize and recognize that you can heal the hurt, you can heal the pain, oh God, you can heal them, oh God, so that they can have love, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just praise you, God, today because you are love, and we are just living, oh God, according to your will, Father, according to your way, oh God. If the love was not there, oh God, let it come, Lord. Let it come right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. We say hallelujah and amen. It is so in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Praise the name of the Lord. So right now what we're going to do, we're going to open the lines. If you have something you want to share this morning, you may have a testimony, pray support, you may have a prayer request. So if you're there, you're there.
And if you just want to give you want to give a note, that.
Good morning, everyone. My phone is because this is Sister Belinda.
If you're on a speakerphone, could you please put your line so that we don't have reverb?
If you have two cell phones close to each other,
All right, I think we may have A clear line. All right. Okay. I don't know.
Look like we have a trouble on the line this morning.
Okay, we're going to... Apostle Horsley, are you there and you want to say something?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes,
and then
ma'am.
We're
here.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God, okay. And we thank God in the name of Jesus for the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. It's a beautiful a text today. I spoke on love. I want to say so bad. I love people too like that, Pastor. You know, just want the love continue, you know. The Lord had shared something with me this week and, just recently. And I went through a lot of things. I thought it was going through a lot, you know. And so, like you said, sometimes people are get easy to get along with, and some people are difficult. And then he just said, "Is it that hard?" And then he brought the words of his son to me, Jesus, that says, "If this is the cup that the Father gives me," as he spoke to Peter, "shall I not drink it?" And immediately, as God spoke that word, it was instant healing in that situation. It wasn't like I had to think about it a second time. When the word came, the word delivered. And I thank God for prayer, deliverance ministry. Because once God spoke the word to me about loving and what I was going through, and sometimes things just worry you and you're carrying it around, and then he just brought the words of his son back to me. You know, he brought his word back to me. That after Peter said it was something to die, as you spoke on today, it was something to die. All by itself, but you imagine the magnitude of dying for the sins of the world, that you was that spotless Lamb of God, and you were the Son of God, and then this thing about death, because he knew all facets of it. And what happened was after he was beaten and tore all up and everything, I mean, people display all the hate that they could have displayed. They couldn't think of nothing else to do to him, hallelujah to God. They think he should have been dead by then, but when he looked up, and you know, it was that, you know, if this is not the cup, he decided before this, if this is not the cup. And the thing was, I said, that was some trust to have in the Father after he had been down here on this earth as we are. And all everything that we transpire to, that we have to face death and knowing that you're going to die. And being that you were a God and had a God nature in you, you could see what was going to transpire. It doesn't make it easy. Ain't nobody going to come and tell you that they're going to beat you and spit on you and just humiliate you, ostracize you, and you're going to be well with it. And then you go to pray about it so much because you didn't see the terror of it all until you were sweating great drops of blood. Then somebody said, not so, Lord, we'll fight. But then he realized that the fighting is not going to do any good. It was that love that the Father had, that commitment, that truth, his word. And when he told me that about something, it just went away. He said, is this not the cup that the Father has given us? You know, sometimes we have marriages, you know, and we have crosses to bear. The cross represents the emblem and shame. And then he said, if this is what God wants me to go through, let me go through with joy. Let me go through with that love of God. That's what I want to say this morning, Pastor Dolly. I appreciate how you exegetically delivered the text and how you expounded on the expository on the scriptures that you read. It really blessed my soul today. I'm willing to go on out through the day, and I feel encouraged. I thank you for the time. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I just like to speak a little bit about love, too, because I love everybody. I don't even have to know you, I love you, but I learned about that unconditional love. And as far as I know that God loves me in his son named Jesus. And one of my favorite scriptures is, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. You find that in 1 John 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, I believe. But I just thank God, you know, when I did click in, that's what I heard you talking about, love. And then you're saying about the mask and the eyes. People told me they see my smile in my eyes, and I know it's only the love of God. And I do. I work on seeing good morning, hello, how you doing to everyone that passed me by. People even ask me, do I know you? I say, I see you. Mm-hmm. I see God. You know, so I'm just grateful for that big old word, love, because I come from a childhood where, in which I thought nobody loved me. But I know just for today, I wouldn't change nothing from my child life but where I'm at right now. And I'm so grateful for this prayer love. Thank you.
Amen.
All right. Praise God. Praise God.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Sister Belinda. I know my phone went out earlier. I just thank God for that, too, because that's his commandment, the love. And as you were speaking, you know, I'm from a big family like you, and my mom taught us love. My dad may not have been there. My mom taught us how to love. But, you know, when you grow up in certain cities, I'm not going to make it long. I grew up in that little city in Hallandale, and all those people do is, it's like it's filled with just hate. People don't like you because of certain things. They'll say one thing in your face and one thing behind your back. But I know that I try to, as Sister Sheila said, people misunderstand me, too, because everywhere I go, I say, hey, how are you? How you doing? And they say the same thing to me. Do I know you? I'm like, you may not know me personally, but, but it's good to just show love. Just don't just show it. Say it. Act it. Be it. Just do it every day. Because God, he does. He loves us so much. And as you're saying, I don't know half the people on this prayer line. I haven't even seen them. But, you know, the ones that you see, they're the ones that will, you know, tell you love and not show you love. So I just thank God for the prayer line this morning. And when I get off this prayer line, I don't get on the phone and gossip about this and that. I do have people calling me. I don't like gossip, and I don't like that. Because for God, like your word said, God's word said, for God so loved the world, excuse me, y'all, that he gave his only begotten son. Which one of us on this prayer line will give our children, our son, our daughter, or anybody? But God gave gave us his son. So there's only one thing all of us can do is love one another and stop being jealous, hateful, and mean because of any situation. So that's all I have to say today. Let us just love in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
We're going to show up no matter what. Go ahead, whoever
says. Amen.
Good morning. This is Marie. Thank you for that message, Darlene, and it was awesome. Because, like you said, a lot of people don't know how to love, but I just thank God for the family, for my mom and dad. You know, they taught us how to love. And I ended up marrying a guy that didn't know how to love. He said, "We're not like your family. We don't ever talk," and all that kind of stuff. But now he's learning. We're still friends, but we're not married. But, yeah, that's a lot of people should have heard that message this morning. And everybody have a good day.
All right. Thank
Amen.
You. Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody else with something you want to say this morning?
You did.
Okay. All right. Well. All right. There are two lines that are not open because of the reverb when I open your line. So anyway, well, we thank the Lord this morning for the word and for the love that we are sharing with one another, because we do care about one another. And as we come to the line, we're going to share positiveness. We're going to come here and be kind one to another. We're going to put good things into the atmosphere as you go through your day. Put good things into the atmosphere, as Sister Marie was saying on yesterday, to not hit the repeat button on those things that are negative. We're going to go forward in the Lord and let God keep us in a place of peace and of joy. You know, when you have the Lord in your life, you're not going to allow people and things to get you in a place where you are not supposed to be with the Lord. And with your family, you're going to keep telling you love is so important. And I'm glad that God, I mean, he just blessed me with a personality of just joyfulness. And so wherever I go, I'm going to spread some joy. I'm going to spread some love. And so we want to do that. Everybody's personality is not the same. I'm just telling you what God did for me. And I'm grateful for that. And that's why I do a lot of laughing. I do a lot of just having a good time. And so, you know, when you have a good time, you can be kind to one another. You can share with one another and not get bogged down with the cares of the world or what people say or do to you. You let it go. Just let it go. You know, let bygones be bygones is what somebody used to say. Let bygones be bygones and just move on with your life, because if you hold on to the negativeness, then your life will become negative too. And you can hear it in your voice when you have negativeness in your life, when you have venom in your heart. You know, those things come out. You can feel it. You can sense it when somebody's talking, just like when somebody has an intense conversation with each other. The venom comes out, and people are just not showing love to another. So we want to show love. I'm telling you, I love you. I love you, saints of God. And we're right at the hour, and we're grateful that you have come to share this morning. And I decree that we are all covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we will show love one to another. I decree that God is doing great things in our lives, and it's very marvelous. I decree this morning that we shall resist the devil, and the devil shall flee in the name of Jesus. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. This is our heritage as the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of thee, says the Lord. And I decree that we shall continue to bring our tithes into the storehouse, that there will be meat in the house of the Lord, and we will prove him that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings that we do not have room enough to receive. And he will rebuke the devourer for our sake, and the fruit shall not come off the vine before its time. In the name of Jesus, I decree that every time that we plant a seed, it will be a seed of love, a seed of peace, a good seed. And the seeds that we deposit will grow, and we will see a bountiful harvest in the name of Jesus. So I thank everyone who has sown into the ministry and into my life. Either way, whatever seed you have sown, I know that you have sown into good ground, and I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will multiply 30, 60, 100, and I decree that some of us will see that 1,000-fold blessing in the name of Jesus. You have to catch it when I put it out there. You have to receive it when I put it out there in the name of Jesus. And I decree that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected and shall not come to pass. Father, we ask that you send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Let us rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hinds feet, and he will make us to walk upon high places. And as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love you all. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.